W Mobile.
NAP, good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ed. How's it going this morning?
It's going. Nothing special, but it's going.
You running late?
I'd probably say I'm about half an hour late. No biggie.
Pretty bad. So how did HF work yesterday?
Stations that I've been having a hard time copying, they finally got where I could hear them. We just gonna have to wait and see. I didn't get to do anything last night before I left the house. That's when it's really going tail to tail. You're lucky and catch Australia.
Once, didn't you?
Australia, I have New Zealand.
That day we were working them together.
Things go at the old workplace yesterday.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Just just busy day since it's just me. But it's going really good. I'm well pleased.
I'm glad you like it over there. Doing a real good job. Maybe on your review day, they'll give you a big old raise.
And that he'd already kind of halfway talked about it.
Heard your Friedman's none.
About that.
What I get now is when Mama raises cane at me.
Using her computer, right?
Okay.
In the office now?
She's been back for about, about 3 weeks now. She comes home grumpy every day.
Everybody's that way nowadays, with having to wear a mask and all the different rules and everything. It's just as aggravating.
Paperwork University suspended a bunch of students for partying over the weekend.
That's what college was about, was partying.
29% of them think they fraternities, sororities, and a bunch of other students had parties after the football game and during the game, and they got suspended.
At last, they're working out here on the road, and it went from 3 lanes down to 1 lane right now, and there was a bunch of cars and a bunch of idiots.
The university told them they couldn't have any parties if they were going to school there, and they had their parties, and school suspended them.
I can't believe them.
They suspended them, if you want to know the truth.
It won't be long. They'll just be back to just online classes, I don't think.
Long, I get about 6 weeks at the most. So, have you got any major plans at work today, or are you just going to go with the flow?
The flow right now. I've been ordering some parts in for our little shutdown and that. But we had a meeting yesterday going to work on a couple of other little computer work projects and try to get them a little bit better up to speed on some things that we used to do at my old place, KN4TFW.
Friday. I figured you'd be teaching some of your old tricks.
Work them in slow. They don't want to, you don't want to disrupt their system too bad.
Go get it. Just tuned just right. By the time you get it tuned right, it'll be time to retire.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Getting this route tuned like it needs to be, and I don't know. I might go another year. I might go another 5 years. It all depends on how I feel.
Good deal on that one.
It does get me out of the house. I got some me time.
I had a mobile HF, though. been on.
Well, for the rest of the week, he may have gone in early.
Doing good today.
I was getting a little worried.
What it might be.
Park behind the mic.
Man, I see gas went up another 10 cents. That's 37 cents in the last 2 days.
Bruin?
Had to watch the news to try to figure it out.
Be interesting to see what happens after the election. But I'm flat enjoying this cool weather. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying it.
I'm saying next week, a couple of days, supposed to be in the low 40s.
This past week, they said it was going to get down to 49, but it never did make it no lower than 53 at my house.
46 at my house.
As cold as it wants, as long as it don't snow.
Have that snow if it's going to be cold.
If it snows, you can come run my route. Nice, I'll even have you a big breakfast ready for you when you get done.
I hear you. Usually it ain't too bad during the evening time. You know, I don't mind driving on the snow when I'm the first one on there. It ain't too bad. It's when everybody gets it all packed down that it goes haywire then.
I accept these college kids, they just go crazy.
Their driving habits can for TFW.
It's not the fact of driving habits. They'll just find my heel and start sliding down it right in the middle of the road and look at you like, well, you're supposed to stop for me.
A few sprinkles on the windshield over here.
Had anything since I started the route now. Sitting at the drop, it sprinkled a little bit, but I haven't had anything all night. Had a ranch to buy out in Texas. Found a ranch out in Texas.
Out there in Texas that I enjoyed when I was out there.
43 million for it, but it's 44,000 acres, a house for the foreman, bunkhouse for the hands, and a bunkhouse on the other end of the property, because you won't make it back in one day.
Ham shack probably ain't worth it.
If I was out there, it would have one, if not two.
You had to put up your own repeater, right?
So you could talk from one side of your property to the other. If I had $43 million, I wouldn't be delivering papers.
I hear you on that one. For the taxes.
No, I'd rather help you.
Cows out there, and you probably never see them all year.
Right, as long as I can find them, come round up time, so I can take them to the auction. They have to have me some buffalo.
Pretty cool. In Colorado, there were several ranches that had buffalo on them.
Was out there. Well, we went by the ranch. Half of it's in Colorado, the other half's in Wyoming, this big buffalo ranch. It's the where it's seen, if you remember seeing in Dances with the Wolf, if you ever saw that movie, where they're chasing buffaloes, that's where it was filmed.
For the buffalo.
That's a buffalo bird.
It'd be pretty mean. It was a rancher, he had one. When we were out there, and he had it in a corral, and he'd walk up, and he'd just come walk over like he was really, really friendly, and then when he'd get close enough, he'd try to hook you with that horn.
Like that woman got off her motorcycle and walked over to try and touch the baby, and Daddy didn't like it, and When he got through, her pants were hanging on his horn and she was bare butt laying in the ditch.
What's that?
Earl and his family were out at Yellowstone. They saw a bunch of buffalo and they just walked down the middle of the road. And one guy reached over, just stuck his hand out, touched one of them, and buffalo didn't take too kindly to it. He sort of kicked the car a couple of times and tore it up.
Yeah, I have no business being out there.
Yeah, they may be mean, but they are beautiful animals.
Be on that one.
Give me a buffalo head to hang in my ham shack.
What say about that?
I'll probably plug my ears up so I won't hear it.
A nice stuffed animals. We were up in Sevierville, I think, right there at the interstate, Sevierville. And there was a guy selling a bunch of mounts, and they looked really good.
Get the buffalo rope to throw on the bed for wintertime, but after I saw that $2,000 price tag, I said, nah, I'll just throw another blanket on.
One where the guy was, he was in a lounge chair out by the pool taking a nap, and the bear come up and was drinking out of the pool, and then he walked over to the guy and tapped him on the foot.
Well, I guarantee you that bear wouldn't want to eat me because I'd be smelling too bad. Boys have spotted a 12-point over behind my house.
And to take him out.
Almost black.
Pull that nose and them ears.
Let's see if I can spot him so I can see what he looked like.
And put up a trail cam. My trail cam caught a doe and two fawns right there behind the house a couple days ago. Fucking afternoon, KN4TFW.
Wearing a V for ID. Well, it just shows that they feel safe and not threatened.
It was the day Mama was working a double, so the dog was ready to go out. So when I got home, I just went out with her, and they were out there, and we ran them off.
Hey, what, old Daisy Mae, she'll give them a run for their money now. Anything comes in that yard on four legs, she's gonna run it off.
Video, I guess it was yesterday. A guy had he built a little, you know, a little gym thing in the backyard for his kids and that, and there was some toys out there. And he put up a couple of trail cams, and you'd be surprised. There was four or five weasels playing on it, and a couple of owls, and a couple of badgers, and it was amazing all the wildlife that came there every night to visit.
There was put me up a camera so I could take videos of that and watch.
It's jumping trampoline, and for some reason, all the animals like to play on it. Wildlife around, if you just put up a trail cam, you'd be surprised what you'd see that you had no idea was even around there.
With all those college students around me, I'd probably put up a trail cam and probably be surprised what I would see.
You're probably right on that one. There ain't no telling.
I've got a couple of them. I might have to borrow one and put it in the backyard just to see what I get.
It'll, you can take video or a single pic or three pictures or whatever, and it's like, I think I give about $60 for it at Academy. And, but on a set of batteries, it'll take like 30,000 pictures.
Pictures.
Memory card in it, and I go about once a week and scan through it and delete off everything, save what I want, and then just stick it back in the camera. Nail a peanut butter can lid to the tree and screw it on there and cut the bottom out and set up a camera, and you'd be surprised how many deer come to it.
I think the one with the neighborhood Bigfoot.
Video.
figure it to be a hoax, but one guy said that he had a camera up and Bigfoot tore it down. You could see it looked like a big hand going over across the lens. And, next thing you know, it's laying on its back, shooting straight up, but all it ever got was the hand. So I figured it, you know, it was a practical joke, hoax, however you want to put it.
Right, that's what you need. That's why you need, you know, two of them, one looking at the other, so that you could, you know what I mean, maybe get a picture of that, or get the one where they, you know, send a picture to your phone. Pretty steady over here, but I'm getting ready to pull into the complex, so I'll say 73, enjoyed it, and hopefully maybe I'll catch you in the morning. I hope you enjoy your day, and have a good one, and I'll say 73, KN4 TFW.
Starting to sprinkle here, and I got maybe about 20 more minutes, so maybe 30 at the most. But I'm glad you made it in safe, and hopefully catch you in the morning. Don't work too hard. So KN4 and AP, I'll be sending 73 your way, and be clear.